Record. And I'm gonna put this on speaker view so that when it's recorded, it's just whoever is speaking. And okay, there you go. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, and welcome. Hello, and welcome, everyone. So this is day 5 of our 10 days of energy dentistry work together. Yay, how does it get even better than this? And on today's session, I want to be working on, today is all about the guts and about receiving. And I know from the Facebook page that many of you have asked about pets. Can this work on pets? And I find that they really love this work. So all the cats, all the dogs that you want to include in this work, you can just bring them in. Here we go. Yeah. All right. So all your pets that you want to include in this session, I feel them. Oh. There you go. Oh, good. All right. So we're just going to bring our awareness and our attention to our breath. Oh. And now, how do I want to work on gut health? I think I want to start because our guts and everything has such cellular memory from the very beginning of life. I'm actually going to take us to the very beginnings of life. And in your first trimester of development, all the stresses that you were picking up on from your environment, we're going to release all that. So if you are someone who's prone to anxiety and has digestive issues, and you just don't know where all that came from, this could be it. So we're going to release everything from the first trimester of life that was stressful. Anything that is not life enhancing to your energy from those first trimester of life, we're going to release that. So any non-nurturing feeling that you may sometimes have, like some people just have this angst about life, some of it, not to blame our mothers, right? Because we are sensitive beings, especially when we were developing in utero, we pick up on everything in our environment because that's how, in the process of evolution, we are prepared to survive the environment that we're born into. So we were already picking up signals in utero about the environment we're gonna be born into. And your neurology develops in response to that. When your neurology develops in response to that, your digestive system, which is all about survival, develops in response to all that too. And all your systems develop in response to what you were picking up. So here we go. going to release all that now. Yeah, and sometimes we're able to pick up on these feelings from our parents as early as 6 to 8 weeks in utero. I find from working with people that as early as 6 to 8 weeks in utero is usually when a woman really knows that she's pregnant. And whatever those disturbances are, and we're gonna sometimes just releasing that is enough, and sometimes it's helpful to reimprint a different experience. We're gonna do that part after we release all those non-life enhancing programs you picked up on in utero. So we just did the first trimester. Let's do the second trimester now. And release all that to the light. And in your one-on-one sessions, I would really be able to pick up on what's going on week by week, if that's necessary for you, if that calls for us to do. Not everyone has those experiences that require releasing stuff week by week by week in utero, but I find that when I do that for people, a lot of things change for them, because it changes who you are at the very core, because the very core of you was developing in response to all the outer stress. Yeah, here we go. So we are just So now we're going to move into the last trimester and release any and all programming from the environment that was not life enhancing for you. So now, all right, so now that we release so much from the first, second, and third trimester, right? So we're ready to have you be born, and we're gonna just ask your guides and angels and Mother Earth and any and all beings, like for those of you who like fairies or elementals, we're gonna have a different birthing experience. Not that the one you had was bad or whatever, because obviously you're all here. But we're gonna do a deep re-imprinting so that you get to have the birthing experience that you want, and re-imprint for you what it's like to be received for who you are, to be wanted in this world, to be loved for who you are. And for those of you who may have had attachment issues with your parent, with one or both parents, this is going to change that. And I know that if you have had insecure attachment with a parent, with one or both parents, like they were not emotionally available for you, or worse yet, they were very angry people. So the whole attachment thing with them just doesn't even feel good at all. That's going to shift dynamically so that it helps so much, especially with carbohydrate metabolism. Those of you who have been trying to lose weight forever and don't know what's behind it, and you've done anything and everything to lose the weight, it could very well be a subconscious response to being insecurely bonded or attached to a parent, or that there was no actual bonding. And so your body is always craving something to feel that. So it throws off carbohydrate metabolism, which throws off hormones. It throws off so many things. And when it throws off hormones and metabolism and all that, obviously, it's going to affect your teeth as well. Right? So here we go. Let's reimprint everything that we would like for a birth to be. All right. So going back to the time of your birth. And let us be surrounded by loving guides and angels. And by the Mother Goddess. And any mother figure that feels good to you. So for some of you, it may actually be like a Mother Mary or Madeline or a goddess figure or a fairy figure or a fairy godmother, someone that feels good to you. All right. So now at your birth, imagine yourself being held by these loving beings. And we need to be received by a father figure as well as a mother figure, right? So whoever feels like a good father figure to you, you can call in that person for you. Father God, Mother God, the goddesses, the gods, fairy godmothers, fairy godfathers, I don't know, fairy godfather, the godfather. Imagine if you were held by the godfather at your birth. I'm ruining your birth, I'm sorry. Okay. So imagine yourself, or imagine holding you. Imagine you are the one there holding the inner child, your own inner child. And just let her know by looking at her beautiful eyes and her smile how much she is loved and wanted in this world, and how everything she is precious to you. So all your guides and angels are looking at you perfectly, joyfully welcoming you in the world. And Mother Earth, Gaia, welcomes you to the world, and she's so excited to have you here because she knows that you have made an agreement to be here on Earth so that you can help humanity at this time. And just feel and sense all of creation celebrating your existence in this world. Every tree appreciates you. Every flower feels happier around you. All the gemstones just come alive when you hold them. They appreciate you. All the animals, your pets, they love and appreciate you. So who you are is received deeply and completely. And you totally know it's safe for you to be in this world. You are always protected with love and light. And who you are, the being of you, is cherished, honored, cared for, loved, respected, and held in deep reverence. And we imprint all this in your heart and higher heart, and of course, your whole digestive tract. When your stomach and guts are able to feel this being received deeply, it changes your whole digestive tract, calms everything down, realigns your energy with that which is loving and life enhancing. Nurturing, protective. So we're bringing all this energy into your whole digestive tract now. And now all the bacteria from your mouth all the way down to your guts, it's all friendly bacteria because you are in vibrational resonance with safety, with being nurtured and cared for, with being seen and heard and loved deeply. Yeah, beautiful. So now that you feel, receive, there we go. So any and all metabolic issues you may have, especially with carbohydrate metabolism, we're gonna just release all that to the light now. And we're gonna re-imprint in your energy. And then in this birthing experience of you, we imprinted the energy of being received and loved, and know that you are here for your inner child forever. So there's that deep bonding that is now possible that wasn't before. Now you have that. And now we're going to release any and all issues with receiving nutrients from food, receiving the minerals, from food, receiving everything that is life enhancing and nurturing to you, including receiving sunshine and clean water. So let's allow your intestines to be able to absorb the right nutrients for you. Excuse me. So now you have the right nutrients, absorbing the right minerals, vitamins to create the right hormones that would allow for your teeth and gums to feel strong and healthy. Oh. So what would allow you to have the perfect digestion for you, no matter what is going on with your teeth, that you are still going to be able to digest everything perfectly and get all the vitamins, nutrients, and minerals from food? Oh. And any subconscious beliefs that may interfere with that, let's release that. Oh. Oh. Subconsciously release all that now. Oh. And anything that interferes with you digesting on any level, physically the food or emotionally, some challenging issue, or psycho-spiritually, some aspect of your life that's challenging for you. Let's release all that now. Oh. 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 And so for anyone who needs to replenish your guts with the right bacteria, let's just release any cellular memories that are not life-enhancing first. And then we'll work on the bacteria part. So if we release any and all cellular memories, because your guts is your enteric nervous system, so from your guts, we're going to release all your enteric nervous system. We're going to release any and all trauma, anything that's not life enhancing, we're going to release. Anything that is not supportive of your well-being, we're going to release. Oh. 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 Good. So now we're going to energize your whole digestive tract to be in the right pH for you. Oh. And now let's energize the good bacteria so that now you have really good bacteria that allows you to create the right hormones for you, the right supporting you to digest food properly, absorb the right nutrients, and all that. Here we go. Oh. 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 Oh boy, here we go. Yes. So we're going to bring good nutrients back to the mouth and teeth. Here we go. So we're going to just work on every teeth from the back to the front, allowing the dentinal fluid flow system in the teeth to receive the right nutrients and to circulate the right nutrients from the pulp to the dentine to the enamel. So here we go, we're just bringing things up and activating the parotid gland. And the hormones there activate. This dentinal fluid flow system in the teeth. Here we go. Wisdom teeth. Oh. Molar. We're going to work on those molars. Oh. Now the premolars. Oh. 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 Now the bicuspid or canine or your dracular teeth. Here you go. Oh. Oh, and now on the front teeth. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Yeah, so we're really making a connection between gut health and dental health right now, and really energizing every tooth, the inside of every tooth. And then, you know, when the dentinal fluid flow system or the transport system in the tooth are working well, it can heal the discoloration that comes from trauma or the discoloration that comes from medications that you take that interfere with the coloring of your teeth. So yeah, so we're really enhancing the inside of every tooth now. Oh. Circulating the nutrition, circulating the mineral and nutrients in every tooth, but just really activating the fluid transport system in every tooth. Oh. Yeah, the fluid transport system is sometimes called the dentinal fluid flow. dentinol, like dentine, you know. And this, the fluid transport system or the dentinol fluid flow system also helps your teeth to heal cavities. So, and discoloration. So I'm just working on every teeth. And I'm moving my hands as I'm working on the holographic image of teeth for all of you. So let's see what else will your teeth require. So any healing that your own teeth require, let's bring in those healing frequencies and light information for you now. Good. And so some of you may have very different dental issues that you like some healing energy with right now. So whatever those issues are for you, just bring them up to mind right now. And I will just ask that all the healing frequencies and light information you require will now be delivered to you now. And what else would you require in order to receive the energy of miracles in your life now? Good, receive the energy of miracles now. Oh. any other healing you need that is urgent to you at this time, that's not even related to teeth, but it's urgent to you at this time, let me tune into that for you so that you can receive a healing for you now. Oh. So other stomach issues you may have, other dental issues you may have, here you go. Oh. Wonderful. All right. So next week, everybody, we're changing the time to what would be evening my time, like, well, 4 p.m., so that people on the other side of the world would be able to participate with total ease. And so I think this is all for now. And have an amazing weekend. I'm going to stop the recording.